Let me get my.
We had to start including this in the audio. The intro.
Yeah. To the. Ready? Chris. This is the save point.
That was awesome.
Welcome everyone.
Envious. I'm envious.
Thank you. Welcome everyone. This is episode 51 of The Safe Point. I am one of your hosts, Alyssa Rosa, and I am joined today by my lovely co-host, Mondo, aka Chancleta Mangu. How you doing today, Mondo?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
If he sounds a little bit off this episode, he did just get off stream from playing Apex, and we all know how tilting that game can be.
Yeah. That last match got me when we were like, oh, the circle's coming. And I'm like, all right, let's take this zip line. And I realized it was the really long zip line. I was like, oh, it's done. We're done. I was so pissed. Oh, I was so fucking pissed.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, how was your day?
Equally as challenging, you know. I also experienced some frustrations, but everything else pretty good. Excited to give another episode this week. We just hit 50 episodes yesterday. Yeah, and we just said we can't stop there. We have to give you guys the gaming news of this week. So we're here to do that. But before we hop into that gaming news, we just want to continue to share some of the things that are going on with us. Just so you guys know, we are giving a helping hand to New York Common Pantry for donations for Thanksgiving specifically. Even if you can't donate, we understand it's hard times for everyone. But the least you can do is share. If you are live watching, you can do the command charity in order to figure out how to donate. And if you're listening to us on the podcast services, I'm sure we'll put the link in the description for you guys to go and donate. The least you can do, even if it's a dollar, it'll help someone in need. And that's really what it's all about, you know? We love giving back here at VGA, so.
We try.
Thank you in advance. Yeah. In other news, firstly, I just want to say happy birthday to my father. My father's birthday is tomorrow. Yeah, I know.
Back to back.
Born too
back
close to back. Each other. Scorpios. Ugh, imagine that. Love them wholeheartedly. But my mom will be here today, so I'm excited. And I also need to give a proper shout out thanks to, I guess, a new family member for me. Elgato has hooked your girl up with some amazing stuff for streaming and content creating. If you're watching me live or watching us live, my webcam is their face cam.
And oh boy, is it good.
My key light, the lighting is
look at that melanin.
Key light. And I have to say, yeah, look at you guys can see me now. Like I have color. I am not Casper the Friendly Ghost anymore. Shout out to Gabe, who is my direct person. He is a wonderful, wonderful human being, and I'm so grateful that he thought of me. Elgato fam, I guess, technically, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. I also have a green screen that I have yet to show off, but later today, if you follow me on the socials, you'll get to see the whole setup in full, so... Thank you, Elgato.
Baby boss getting upgraded. Baby boss upgrading. You know what I mean? It's a good look. The lighting for me is what it is. What it really is. It's the lighting for me. Yeah.
Highly recommend.
It's really good. And that's just one, right?
If anybody.
Oh my goodness.
Just one. I was tempted to get two.
Get the like even side. Yeah.
I wanted to pull. Pull a Danny. Have two, but maybe next.
Danny has two. That's why he looks so
next
good.
Next time.
So he looks so good.
Yeah. He's a pro. What I'm saying? He's a pro.
Shout out to Danny, because we always got shout out Danny.
That's pretty much, yes, shout out to Danny. He did congratulate us on our 50th episode,
awesome.
By the way.
Awesome.
Yeah, he hit me up. He said congrats. So shout out to Danny for always helping us. And shout out to everybody in the chat.
Word. Shout out to Blue Satire, man. Homie pulling up. We're going to get you on the podcast soon. We're going to get you on the podcast soon.
Yeah.
Alyssa's itching. Sure. She's like, yo.
I am. I need him on.
I think that's it for the intros.
I think so, too.
I guess we can just hop right into it.
Hop into the first topic? Yeah.
First topic. Obviously, you might have heard of a little game that came out this week. Forza Horizon 5. I've been able to put in a few hours into it. I wanted to play a little earlier today, but then I got the Apex bug and I was like, oh, I gotta scratch this itch.
Yeah, might as well.
Hold on, let me move us over though. You know what I mean? There's a whole nother. Let's go then. Yeah, the little video, little gameplay. Yo, this, listen, something I gotta say about this game is it is absolutely gorgeous. And I think we're gonna be saying this for, honestly, we always say this, you know, we always say every couple of years, it's like, yo, this is the best game I've ever seen. This is the best game I've ever seen. Now, I don't know if this is the best game I've ever seen, but it is up there with one of the best games, like fidelity wise. I actually wanted to, anyways, let me, before I get dive into it, Forza Horizon 5 came out this week. It's on Xbox Game Pass. You may have been able to play it a little earlier if you got the premium pack. But it's the fifth installment in the Forza Horizon edition. They also have Forza Motorsport, not to be confused with that. That's more of a driving simulator like Gran Turismo is. Right. It's more for the hardcore driving fan. This leans more into like the arcade driving fan. Of course, you could do races, but they have like cool stuff where like... they have signs all littered around the map that you have to do cool different things to like hit them. Like I saw a video of somebody, like one of the signs was at like the top of an electrical post, like a very tall, like the industrial size ones, not the ones like on the street. So it was really high. He had to like hit it from like a hill at an angle at a certain speed. So it's that kind of game. But I've been able to play it. I've been playing it since Tuesday. I want to say I have 6 hours in since Tuesday, and I am really enjoying my time in this game. My first Forza Horizon game is 4. And I was playing that like, I want to say once I got my backbone, I was like, oh shoot, racing game. Let me jump in here. Cause I don't know if anybody can agree with me. I really like playing racing games handheld. There's just something about like having, maybe it's the steering wheel, like feel or something like that I get, but I really love playing games handheld. So I was playing a lot of Forza Horizon 4 on my backbone, like via xCloud, and I really liked that game. That game was really good, and I was asking myself, like, damn, what the heck are they gonna do to like improve on this game? And it's kind of crazy to think that a lot of the small refinements they've made is just like perfecting what was already almost perfect in Forza Horizon 4. I think it's a great racing game. I got to put more time into it before I start saying things like, I see a lot of people out there saying like, this might be the greatest racing game ever. And I can see hints of that, you know, like I haven't done a boring race. Like I haven't felt like, and I'm only 6 hours in. I want to know how I'm gonna feel 15, 20 hours in. But I haven't unlocked everything. So I know that I still have so much to unlock, and the game's going to still feel fresh for quite some time. They have hundreds of cars, like, you know, it's going to be a hunt to find which car you like the best. And that, you know, like I haven't gotten into a car that is the kind of car I like driving yet, you know, and I'm finding that my way there. But they did a really good job with just detailing Mexico. It is absolutely stunning. I'm playing on PC and I did install it on my Xbox in the living room, but my Xbox in the living room is a 1S. So it looks as it's 1080p. It runs well. Those load times, though. Whew. Trust me, you want to see you. Oh, my God.
Bad.
I guess because I've been gaming on PC for a minute now. So like I have an SSD here or whatever. But now that I have the PS5 and like that's my living room console and I'm experiencing it there now. And a lot of the games here are loading quickly. I was loading that game up. I was like, damn. And even on xCloud. Because xCloud runs off of Series X servers. So, like, you're getting Series X performance when you're on xCloud. The game loads so quickly. That 1S, oh, my God. I was in the living room. I was like, oh, I guess I do have time to check social media before this game loads. I mean, and don't get me wrong. It's because, in my estimation, it's loading the entire map in that instance. Right. And so I can see how because of that, it takes a long time to load, especially on a 1S.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I wonder what's the difference performance wise.
Yeah, in the next. So I asked my new neighbor, versus, like, Jess. if she could install it on her what on her Series X, because she's not interested in playing it. And so I was like, hey, do you mind? Yeah, but I wasn't gung-ho to do it before this episode. I want to get it done before doing like the official review, because I can't play at 4K on my computer. Playing at 4K with ray tracing at 60 frames, the game doesn't load really far textures. So like the hills in the background and stuff like that, it's all flat. And the grass that was really close to me was loading in really slowly. Like you could see it choppily load in. And so, and also I see Chris mentioned it in the chat. I don't have this game installed on my SSD. I have this game installed on my HDD, my second hard drive in the computer. And so I was actually looking at deleting Apex to install Forza on my SSD to see if that'll help me get, because I wasn't even trying to play at 4K. I think when I was doing that, no, I was trying to play at 4K. I'm lying. Because now I'm at 1440p with high settings and medium ray tracing. Mm-hmm. And it looks stunning. Looks amazing. But I want to see that bitch in 4K. And I know that Xbox Series X is going to push it at 4K, 60 frames with all the detail and all that stuff. So I'm going to hit up Jess either later or tomorrow or something like that. And we'll play that. But I'm having a lot of fun with it. That's all I got to say. Are you, because I know you don't have an Xbox. You're not playing it now. But when you get an Xbox, will you maybe dive into this? China.
So I happen to be one of those people like Jess that's not cruising, really interested.
Cruising USA. That's exactly what she told me.
We have to get Alyssa and Xbox before year end. Oh, that's so lovely if you guys. I don't play racing games unless it's Mario Kart. But I do think still it's important to know this, because I also know for Halo Infinite, I think the ray tracing won't be there off launch, if I've heard correctly. So I think it's interesting for next gen consoles, you know, like to the magnitude of even like load times, like for screens. I feel like that's to us, it's so important because of games like Spider-Man and Ratchet and Clank.
Well, yeah.
So seamless. Like,
well, again, I'm playing, that was on a 1S on my PC. I want to see it on the Series X. And I'm sure it loads way faster.
Way faster. Yeah, probably. But either way, like, you know, it just goes to show like the performance you'll get from the previous gen versus what you'll get next gen, even on PC, because that is a part of like the greater
installment base.
People who play video games, they mostly probably, you know, larger playing on PC that are heavy gamers. But I think the game looks beautiful and fantastic. I love hearing everybody's experience because it seems like everyone is having such a great time, especially with the back-to-back of like it being in like a Latin-based country. You know, first we had Far Cry 6, and then now we have Forza, which is, it's just nice to see everybody's
The enthusiasm they have for this series, for sure.
Attitude. Yeah, like everyone has very been much like, oh my God, this game is so good.
I want your opinion on, Phil Spencer came out and said that this is their like best performing game of all time, with like 4.5 million people off launch. Oh. Like I know it's technically including like the, you know, the early period pre-access, but that came out, that started a week ago today, if I'm not mistaken. A week ago tomorrow, sorry. And they've already got 4.5 million people playing this game. And so I know that has a lot to do with Game Pass, you know, it being available on, you know, PC. You can play it on your phone via cloud or on a browser, and obviously on an Xbox. How do you think, like, do you think that we can expect to see this more, not from every game, of course, because not every game is as sought after as Forza.
It's gonna be as...
But do you expect this from Halo? Do you expect this from the other like large titles that Xbox has come in?
I think yes and no. I think with something like Halo, it's something a lot of people have been looking forward to, even in the respect of Starfield. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, Starfield. Yeah, it's coming out next year. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it depends on the game that we get versus like something like a Redfall, where I think, yes, people are excited for it, but I don't know that those numbers will result in the same thing that we're getting with Forza. So I do think it is based off of popularity and the fact that, you know, it looks the way that it does. And, you know, it has a huge fan base on top of it. Also, I think it's just because people do have Game Pass. That's what accelerated it as well. So I think it is a give or take as to like which franchise it is. But I wouldn't be surprised if Halo is like the next best, you know, quote unquote selling game.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? So I agree. I agree with everything you said. Like, I agree. It's largely going to have to do like Redfall. I think that's good. I think it's going to do numbers off the rip because a lot of us have Game Pass and it's going to be on Game Pass. So, you know, we're just going to play it just to play it. But I think it's a game that's definitely still got to prove itself, you know? And so like Forza has proven itself time and time again. People knew going into this, the game was going to be good. Just how good was it going to be? Like, I think people came into this like, is it a 9 or is it a 10? I think that's it. Like, everybody was like, how good is it? Is it going to be great or is it going to be perfect? And I know for a lot of people, they think it's perfect. For a lot of people, it's still just great. And there's like areas to improve.
Great.
I think Halo will do it, but I think it'll be interesting. The Halo situation is going to be interesting because multiplayer is free to play. And so I think Halo's like, I don't know if anybody remembers this, but when Apex came out, it was like one day they were like, yo, we got 1 million people playing this game. And then it was like a week later, they were like, yo, we got 10 million people playing this game right now. And I was like, what? And that's what made me jump on Apex. I was like, wait, what? 10 million people? I got to see what's up. I got to see what the big deal is.
Wow. Yeah.
And I found out what the big deal was. But I think Halo's going to have that kind of like effect happen. Like I see Halo easily having like 10 million people that first like week. But it's because it's going to be free to play, free to play on Xbox, free to play on PC. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming like it's going to be available on Game Pass. So that would also mean that you could play via xCloud, and not that that should be anybody's preferred or, you know, first play way to play. But that is, I imagine, still going to be the first option for a lot of people. And I think that's cool. I think that's one of Game Pass's strengths. Right. But I do think it is going to be title based. It's going to be based on how popular that title is. Has it proven itself? Like, I can see the next Gears of War doing these kind of numbers right off the rip. Maybe even, I mean, by the time that game comes 100%. Out, Game Pass should have way more subs. So, like, honestly, it should do even better than that. But I just think it's interesting to have seen that 4.5 number because I remember thinking back to like God of War. God of War had sold like 3.5 million in its first week. Spider-Man sold 3.5 million in its first week. And so like when you see like large established franchises like that doing these kind of, like, that's the precedent, you know, like that's the not the expectation, but that's like what's the word I'm looking for? The standard. Sorry. Yeah. That's like the standard. Like, yo, this is what you want to hit. And it's cool to finally see them put out a first party title that's just exclusive to them, because Psychonauts 2 did come out on other platforms and perform this well.
Yeah.
Something I do want to say though, because I've been seeing a lot of talk about this regarding this game. I do think that this game deserves a Game of the Year nomination. 100%.
Really?
And I'm only 6 hours in, don't get me wrong, but
interesting.
Like, and a lot of people are like, it can't be a Game of the Year because it's a racing game. And I just think that that's
not true.
To be honest with you, I just think that that's so disrespectful.
I think so too. There's a whole genre to like certain games, like sports games, and
well,
say the same about that.
Or but those kind of games don't win Game of the Year. You know, like, they usually have their category, and they'll either win that category or not, or whatever. And they may be in other noms, like, like, you know, the environment awards and design and stuff like that. They might win those, but Game of the Year. And so, like, there's this, I feel like there's this idea that, like, Game of the Year games have to be almost like movies. Like, almost like movies. Like, it has to tell a great story. It has to have great, like, it's got to be quality, you know, like, polished. It's got to have this and that. I'm not sure I'm just married to that idea and that concept that, like, it has to be a game like The Last of Us to win a Game of the Year.
It doesn't.
And I don't think, and, you know, like, look at Hades. Incredible game. That game was incredible.
Such a different type of game.
That game was incredible.
Yeah, incredible.
But
yeah,
like, I don't know, some of the games that people are considering nominating, I'm like, all right, I can see that. But like Returnal, for example, Returnal's a great game. I loved Returnal. I had a lot of fun with Returnal. Yeah, like that was like game of the year and stuff like that.
Game of the year.
It's a great game. It's a fun game. Because like I just heard people saying, like, making arguments that like Forza didn't push anything forward or like push the boundaries of like what that kind of game could be or something like that. Where like I could see a Returnal having done that, right? Or I could see a Ratchet and Clank fitting into that sort of mold. But I don't agree with that, because next year God of War could come out and that game is not going to be vastly different than the last one. Horizon Forbidden West is going to come out next year and it is not going to be vastly different than the last one. But those would be game of the year contenders. Why? Because they have a narrative. Right. Because they're friend. I don't know. I think it deserves the nomination. If I do agree that there are better games that came out this year, like games that I enjoyed more, or like spent more time in, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know if I can, if I can find six games that are as well produced as this game is for what it is. Like, I understand. Yeah, I understand this is a racing game, but you could maybe find two games that look as good as this game does that came out this year. As far as pushing things forward, this is, again, to some people, one of the greatest racing games ever, if not the best racing game ever. That deserves something. You know what I mean? And I get it. Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Metroid Dread is there on like the Nintendo side for Game of the Year. Returnal. What's that indie one? Death's Door, which I'm still thinking about getting. But like, I get that it could win the outright, you know, like sports slash racing category. And maybe it should, to be honest with you. But damn, I think it deserves a nomination, yo. And this idea that a game has to be a narrative base, probably a third-person game, like a third-person view. I don't know. It's so whack. And it's almost like the Oscars. Like, a certain kind of movie wins the Oscars, you know? It's not maybe the movie that was enjoyed by most people. It probably wasn't the movie that more people thought was better or anything like that. It was a certain movie that kind of like... Certain boxes.
It's like Quentin Tarantino. There's like no way he doesn't make a movie and you're not going to nominate him for an Oscar. It's like one of those type of things. Yeah, that's interesting. I think it should be a contender just because of like what you're saying too. And even Blue said it. You know, it may not be the best game for everyone, but it definitely deserves a nomination, especially if like. Each person who loves the franchise and each just about every person who's played this game so far has said this is the best game in the series so far. It's just equally this. You'd give that same attention, like you said, to The Last of Us. You give the same attention to Horizon or even God of War. You know, I mean, maybe even Halo. You would probably give them that same attention. Just because it's a racing game doesn't mean that it can't qualify. I definitely agree. Although my game of the year is still Kena. And I think more indie games like Kena should be nominated because it definitely for me hit every mark and did everything for me. But I definitely think that if you're saying you're only 6 hours, I 100% believe you.
And into that point of like, because like to say like, oh, the game doesn't have a narrative, and it's just like, all right. Are you saying that like, because like, what I don't know what that means. Like, I understand that you enjoy the narrative, but. I enjoy what I enjoy out of this game. And it's almost like because this game doesn't have a narrative, is it like to say that like as much work wasn't put into this game or something like that? Or like, I just don't know what those things mean, you know? And like,
It's like technicality. Like why do you do it this way? It's like the same thing, like you're saying with getting nominated for an Oscar. It's like why
that movie,
this movie, but 100%. Not that movie. If that movie is 100% better than this movie, it's very much the finer.
Yeah.
It's like the finer details of it all.
But yeah, I hope they get that nomination. I doubt they'll win just because of, you know, the greater idea of what it is. And yeah, in the lineup, I don't know that it'll.
I think it could be Returnal. I just don't know that it
could be Death's Door, Ratchet and Clank.
Or Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, I think those. I haven't played Metroid Dread, so I can't say, but I know a lot of people are raving about that one. So
love it.
And good, my last
Nintendo,
point
though, that's pretty good.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the only game that's gotten a 10 from like various different outlets and stuff like that. Like as high as it's done. Like IGN gave it a 10. I don't know if it's the only one.
Is it the only one?
A bunch of. I'm talking about like wider around, like across the board type thing. Maybe a few people gave Ratchet and Clank a 10 here and 10 there, but I feel like this one got more consistent 9s, more consistent 10s, and so like that. And again, I'm not even trying to tie it to review scores or like Metacritic scores, because those just one aspect of the game. But that says something, though. You know what I mean? And if like, if a bunch of games came out and they were 8 or 9s for what you expected from that game, and this game came out and it was a 10, it was a masterpiece. Should that masterpiece not be rewarded for being a masterpiece? I don't know. It's a tricky place to be in. And I just want to say that. I just want to talk about that, because I definitely do think it deserves at least the nomination, you know. At least the nomination. Because this work needs to be acknowledged, it's in some form or fashion, for sure.
For sure. Also, just want to let you know before we continue.
Oh my god, it does. And thank you.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to be confused. We're so sorry for those of you who've tuned in for Apex and it's not.
It's okay. We're here for something better, you know. Okay. That's all. That's all I had to say on that. And you know, Blue Satire, you talk about Ember Labs, Blue. That's a black owned studio. I didn't even know that.
Yes, the people. It's a black owned studio, and it's like their first game that they created. Where
makes both, they're both sense.
Men, yeah.
Makes sense.
Shin Megami Tensei gonna get snubbed? Probably. I feel like that's Nintendo though. Like they dropped that game so.
I feel
like in between. Like it's tomorrow, like, or tonight, really. Like they dropped it so in between everything, and it's like, how am I supposed to play that, but also play Pokemon next week? It's a lot. Should we move on to some semi-sad news for any fans out there of this next game? So for those who don't know, we're saying goodbye to Jump Force to some magnitude. I'm sure the FGC, they are not surprised about this. The fighting gaming community, they're like, yeah, this makes a lot of sense, but. Bandai Namco will be ending the online services along with the digital purchases of Jump Force across all platforms. So you have until February 7th of 2022 to claim your digital copies. And for the online services, they will be closed on August 24th of 2022, which is kind of shocking. I know like the popularity of this game wasn't initially what they had expected. There's a lot of, you know, faults with this game, just like a lot of fighting games. If it's not Smash, a lot of the times it doesn't really go over well. But it's kind of sad because it was the first one where like all of your favorite anime characters came together in one game and you were able to play like with your favorite anime characters. I know it's not the best, but what did you think about at least hearing that its online digital footprint is completely being removed?
Listen, that, I just don't know. And
I know you've been advocating for this for a long
time. Yeah, I mean, like, I wasn't even going to go into that. That is what it is. But, it's just kind of crazy. I don't know. Like, you know, I remember when I first saw this game, I was like, what? All these characters in one game?
Yeah, me too.
It felt like the anime, of, you know, the Smash of anime. It's just, I don't know. It kind of sucks that it didn't work out. I feel like this fighting style, like this style of game that they have, it is just not working for whatever franchise they like, whether it's Naruto. Like, I know that they've made a few of those, but I feel like that's the only one that's had a few iterations of it done. And then everybody's tried to copy and paste it. Like, Demon Slayer just copy pasted it. Jump Force copy pasted it. It just keeps getting copy pasted.
Yeah. Arguably DBZ.
I don't know. I don't know. It sucks that it wasn't successful. It happens. You're lower than me. But my thing that I'm more shocked about is that it's just happening so soon. Like, I feel like this game came out not even a year ago.
No, maybe it's been out for a while.
Maybe I'm bugging.
Yeah, maybe. Hold on, I'll double check on the. I'll double check on the year it came out, but it's been out for a while.
That's the thing that stunned me when I read this. I was like, really, already?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, how do you feel about it? 2018. Oh,
yeah, 2018. It's been about three years. That's not so shocking then. Yeah, so I feel like. No. I think my most shock is just like the digital footprint of it. Like you, like obviously online services are online services. Like I think if no one's playing that game actively, there's no reason to have a service up. But I think it's interesting to take away DLC characters and just like the whole digital footprint of it all, because is it performing so terribly that, I mean, it is free on PlayStation now, but...
That's the thing about getting all these characters into one game. That's why, like, you know, like Smash Ultimate is like such a feat.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us to have gotten Sora, it's that licensing. That shit is expensive. And I imagine they were looking at a game that, because I know it's not on our list, but I'll just mention it. Konami just put out a statement saying that they're pulling the Metal Gear Solid games off of the digital stores for at least temporarily, and they don't have a date that. That's coming back. And I know
so they figure out the licensing. You know?
Like they've run into issues, and I bet now like maybe Jump Force is at a point where they were gonna have to renew some of these licenses to keep these characters active. You know, like to keep just keep the game moving forward. Like you got to do that unless you signed an indefinite license that's good forever, so to speak. But that. That rarely happens with like IPs like this, because that would be so expensive, especially for something that you don't know is going to do well, like this game, which ended up not doing well. So I imagine that's like what's coming in, like push coming to shove. And they're just like, we are not renewing these licenses.
Maybe not for the gaming aspect, because Bandai also, because Bandai also makes a lot of figures and they have like licensing deals with like the companies. Yeah, of course. So it may I didn't think about it on that end, but I still think if that were the case, wouldn't they, maybe not, they wouldn't remove all the like,
physical copies are out there, and this is why, this is why, you know, actually
they're out there. Well, I mean, just like they never said they were stopping the production of the game physically, though. They just said the online footprint, so that's why I thought it was
interesting. Maybe they thought they didn't have to, because they're like, there's some copies out there in the wild and we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It's interesting. But I do think it's licensing.
Sucks.
They're running into an issue and they're not making any money off the game. Or not that they're not making any money, because it's obviously not selling.
No.
But nobody's buying DLC characters, but no one's active. So what's the point?
And a larger percentage, at least, you know. So it's unfortunate for any Jump Force fans out there, although I think those are far and few in between. But, you know, if I would say do your best to get it now and you'll have it forever physically, at least.
You
and
you could always play that way. It's digital. San Andreas, Vice City, and GTA 3. That trilogy is out. But you know what's not out no more?
Yeah, now.
The original versions of those games.
What? They
pulled off the stores. They don't exist anymore.
Oh yeah, the online. Yeah.
So, yo,
that's crazy.
The price for the PS2 copies of those games must have just went up, because I haven't played San Andreas yet, but I hear a lot of the songs aren't there anymore. But I feel like that was to be expected.
Yeah, I heard.
For many reasons. So yeah, so
licensing
for sure. that's all. That's all. I'll leave that at that. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And Blue said he's glad he got them behind him. Yep. Man. Exactly. Physical ownership for some of these games are definitely worth it.
All day, every day.
Digital
has its conveniences. I'm not going to lie. I'd be installing something on my PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, damn, wish I could play something else right now. that's something I wish PlayStation would let you do, or anybody would let you do. Like, I put the disc in. Mm-hmm. At least let me just finish downloading it. Like, you recognized I put the disc in. You're not downloading this off the disc. Like, you're... It says it's copying it from the disc, but you don't have to copy it off the disc. You could register that the CD was put in, and you could start downloading it off the internet, because that would be even faster anyways. Since download speeds are faster than read-write speeds, whatever. I'm getting too deep into this. getting way too deep. I'm still hurt Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is gone. Yeah, man, that's a... Xbox dropped that Dreamcast hint, though. When Sarah Bond was talking about their recent alliance partnership that they have with Sega, she said something about, you know, she loves the Dreamcast. That was super random. Super random. And I was just thinking to myself, yo, some Dreamcast games on the Xbox? And a lot of them have already been on the Xbox before, like Jet Set Radio, I think it's Jet Set Radio Future was on there. A lot of those Dreamcast games have been on there before. Anyways, you know where those games are going to be also? On the Steam Deck.
Where?
But not next
what?
Month.
What? When sure. can I get one?
That's for sure. Yeah, Shenmue was on there. Damn. Shenmue was on there. I got Shenmue 1 and 2 right there, back there, too. But yeah, yo, the Steam Deck is not coming next month. You know I'm a little upset about this.
Why? Yeah, even though we didn't hear them, just so everybody
knows. Yeah, this Steam came out and said that they're going to delay the Steam Deck 2 months, and it's largely due to supply restrictions and pandemic related supply chain stuff. And I want to say this is almost to be expected, because I just felt like no one was talking about getting an email. You know, like, it's November, we had no word of, you know, and they had said that this was going to ship out December 2021, and so it's not too much of a surprise, but it is a bummer, because I was interested in seeing what this thing's got to offer, you know what I mean? And how the general public, what the general public's opinion on this device is. But what do you think about this? Steam Deck being delayed, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not surprised as well. I didn't expect it because we were cutting it close, but I also never, I guess in comparison to what you were saying, I never really paid attention to it at all. Like, no one really talking about it on a greater scale, like any content creators who may get stuff early. I never really thought about that. So I guess in a way it's a little shocking, because we are almost like essentially like a month away from when it would have released. They never really gave a date on that either. Just said, like you said, December 2021. I think it's still good, though, that they push it back. I would rather this product be finished in full and be to the potential that we expect it to be, what we really probably expect. Sorry, Blue, what we expect the Switch to be. So I definitely say kudos to them. And like, as Blue said, you know, at least people can save more money. And when they get that full amount taken out of their account, it won't hurt as bad. Versus like the holiday season, where it's just, wow, one thing after the other. And it gives us a little bit more time to at least enjoy the games we have with the consoles we have. And, you know, puts a little bit of like a no break in a sweat for a Nintendo.
No, and to Blue's point, a lot of people are looking at that like, whew, $650. I get to, you know, I got another $650. Nelly. Or potentially having to cancel it because you realize, you know, the time came and
fuck,
I got $650 to spare right now. And I'm assuming if you cancel that pre-order, you go into the back of the line. And I think the back of the line right now is like
Q3
I think that's a cool thing too, is that
inching
like
things
like people $5 pre-order, and like that kind of like holds your slot for when this is going to come out. And in a world where people just cannot buy a next gen console, imagine if that were the case
not
for
right
PlayStation
now,
and Xbox, if we could have all just, you know, paid $5, gotten our place in line, and not be fighting for a PlayStation 5 and a cart every time Wario 64 tweets that Walmart is up, GameStop is up, Target is up. That's cool. I think for Steam, it's not too pressing. Like if Xbox or PlayStation had missed the holidays last year, that would have been super pressing for them. But I think Steam looks at it as probably not going to make a lot of money off that hardware, I imagine, because nobody makes a lot of money off their hardware. But that's not... That was never going to be the main place where they sold games. You know, their main customer is those PC gamers. And so I imagine they were like, look, we can buy ourselves 2 months. I like that it's just 2 months and it wasn't something like 6 months, like, you know, like going into like next spring or summer or something like that. So for it to maybe be coming in February, I think is really cool. And Another thing for February. Yo, I was gonna say, might be happy as moving away from Christmas, but it just moved into the other Christmas.
Yeah, literally February. Like, what the hell?
But yeah, so
it's scary now.
I don't know. I don't really have too much more to say about it. You know, it's a bummer. It's delayed.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, it's a. I think, you know, blessings to those of you who are benefiting from the delay, and you know, again, the better
you know who's
the
benefiting product, off of the delay?
You'll be happier.
Nintendo. Nintendo was like, Nintendo was like, whew.
Nintendo.
Nah. Nah.
But if you ask Blue, they're not stressed. They're not stressed. Golly, I got a. Oh, he has a Horizon Special Edition reserved. Yo, Guerrilla Games, PlayStation. Send your girl a review copy because I am. I am not trying to.
Elden Ring, Saints Row.
That's Christmas, literally. Yeah, that's going to be my chosen game of the month, unfortunately. I know everybody's like, why Saints Row? I just need it. I want it. It looks so good.
I think, you know, it has a black woman as a protagonist, which is cool. And I think this is like, it's not like another number. Like, they're kind of going back and like remaking the first one, but like sort of differently. You and everybody else, you're all going to be broke from February to.
Because.
Who knows?
To whenever this stops, because I don't know. Because the next month is definitely that Kirby game.
Oh, that's right.
Which is my March game.
March
too. So. Yeah.
Listen. Pokemon,
it's too
Arceus
much games coming out next year. I'm expecting January. I'm never sleeping. Could use a little bit of
could
delays
some of that
again.
Delay you got.
Thank you. But also, hit your girl up. You know, I'm on social media platforms. I could use some free review copies. Mm-hmm. Would love to stream it for everyone. Come on.
Much. That's it for Steam Deck.
That's it for Steam Deck, but I don't know if you've heard, League of Legends has a new show called Arcane on Netflix. I genuinely tried to watch it, and I am so sorry that I didn't get through the whole thing because life. But Riot Games joined forces with Netflix to release a show about arguably the most popular MMO. And the first three episodes are currently available now on Netflix, but it will have a weekly episodic release. And Mondo didn't get a chance to talk or watch it, really. Neither did I. But so far, I will say I'm halfway through the first episode, and it seems very interesting. I am not into League of Legends, but it's definitely enticing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, not that I want to play, but I just am like, oh, this world seems interesting. I want to know more about it, basically.
Riot has done a great job building a good lore around League of Legends. Like, they always have. I wasn't surprised when I got to my mom's house earlier this week and my brother was home and he was like, yo, have you seen that Arcane? And he's a huge League of Legends fan. Yeah, he's a huge League of Legends head.
Like,
nah, I haven't. He was like, gotta watch it. And so I think the first three episodes are out and then they're releasing it week by week, which is interesting. That's a super Disney Plus like formula there. And it's got me thinking, damn, does Disney Plus change in the industry standard?
Disney's
now
on something.
I'm looking forward to watching it. I used to play League of Legends way back when I could take that kind of rage while playing video games. but again, I think it has a great lore. And I mean, depending on how well this first season does, they have so many places that they can take that story. Because I know this is kind of encompassing a few of the main characters, like the core characters in the game. And so really very excited to see that. Really excited to see where it goes, because this is just another video game, another show being made off of a video game IP. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that more and more. We've got Last of Us coming, Uncharted movie coming, and Mario movie coming. Tomb Raider. Well, was Tomb Raider a movie first or was it a game first?
It was a game first, but I'm
they're doing another show.
Animated. Yeah, and then even Donkey Kong, I think, is getting his standalone film too. And also to Blue.
Yeah, shout out to Blue.
Yeah, we will definitely check that out. Yeah. Honestly, I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah, we have to have him on. Seriously,
maybe,
I can't wait.
Maybe before the end of the year. I think before the end of the year, it'd be cool if he's got time. Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
You got anything else to say about it?
Yeah.
The animation looks good.
I think it's a great way to introduce people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing animation. And, like, I also just want to say I like that it doesn't really have to... I don't even know if it does, but it probably doesn't have to do with, like, the... Maybe it does have to do with the true, like, origins of, like, the characters within the game, but I like that it feels brand new. Like, I don't know anything, so I'm just like, oh, there's these characters, and they're doing this
and
this.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into that,
like,
because
it.
I gotta imagine that the show...
Yeah.
Is canon to the lore that they've, you know, been building with the game? Because if not,
oh,
you know,
for sure,
people,
for the,
you know, the whole fan base would be like, "What the fuck is this?" You know, maybe not. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes they do things right.
But yeah, definitely interested to see. We'll definitely have more to say about this next week, because I'm gonna watch these episodes before next week's episode.
Yeah, well, we'll watch it. Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds
you know
good.
What's not coming out before
we can
next
move
week's
on
episode.
To...
The next fight night.
What?
Damn, but it is coming though.
Damn,
it is coming though.
I was really hoping it would.
So yeah, so there's rumors swirling around that there's a new Fight Night coming out. I'm sorry, I'm just so excited about that. The thought of just another Fight Night coming out. EA's Canada team that was working on this game had decided that they were initially working on the new UFC game and this game simultaneously, and they decided to stop splitting their resources, focus on the UFC game, which I think is the wrong decision to make, you know, whatever. But and then give us Fight Night later on. I'm just joking. I'm just saying that because we've gotten a very recent UFC game, and I think Fight Night has been, you know, people have been asking for this game to come back around for a long time. But yeah, I think it's just awesome that this news kind of came out, and that we know this is real and we know that it's happening, and, you know, it's not being worked on now, but maybe by the end of the generation, we might have a new Fight Night. And
a new Fight Night.
Not sure if you were into those games growing up, but those were some of the best. Like, I'm not into fighting games, but wow, was the boxing in Fight Night so good. And I forget if it was in 2 or 3 where they brought in the haymakers with the joystick, and you were like boxing with a joystick, and it kind of just gave you like a different level of control on how you could swing and jab and stuff like that. And so I have very fond memories with Fight Night. I'm really looking forward to this game coming out again. I don't know. What about you? Are you excited, looking forward to it at all?
I've never played it before, so, like, I don't really have, like, a history with it. But with knowing the popularity of this game and, like, the way that EA is kind of, like, looking at their former IPs, it does get me excited for anything to come in the future. So, like, I know yesterday we were on the podcast and I said, if I could get any game remade, what would it be? SSX Tricky is something that I wish that they would remake. And seeing Fight Night, you know, come back, it really just... makes me excited to, like, know if they're actually looking at their other IP that they had back in the day and being like, maybe we should listen to these people because they really want it. So
maybe we actually,
I'm excited for the fans.
Want.
Yeah, maybe. I'm excited for the future of EA in general, because it's more than what people make it, you know? And I think it'll be great to have them back, you know, giving us so many different types of games beyond Sims,
you know,
and
Apex, the sports
whatever
games
else they,
you know,
make, because they're more than also, those games. Yeah, and you can see Apex is really great, and it's like well loved. So
it's funny because you say that, and Fight Night was very much part of that EA big. It wasn't an EA big game, but that like
no,
5-10 year
it was
window
a part of
they
it.
Were making the SSX Trickies, they were making NBA Streets, NFL Streets, Def Jam, Fight Night, I don't think they had made UFC yet at that point. Like, Fight Night was like their fighting game. I think UFC came after that.
Yeah, at the time
of EA passed. But yeah, I they did definitely get away from that. And I think that was them, a lot of exploring, trying to see what kind of different games they would make. Because I feel like around that time, I very much thought EA was a sports brand. Like, Especially when I'm turning on a game and it's like EA Sports.
I did too.
It's in the game. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're big. Yeah.
To the big.
The brand was strong. They did a great job pushing that. You know, if it's anybody's fault, it's their fault that we thought of 100%. Them as a sports brand. But I feel like mm-hmm. they might not have liked that because they definitely gravitated away from it. Still made their staple titles because how are you going to stop making Madden? You know, how are you going to stop making these games that bring in the money so you can make new games and fresh games and other titles. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, they got the Star Wars, that Star Wars licensing. And so like, they were like, oh, this mm-hmm. is the bag right here. Let me go focus on this bag. And they started making the Star Wars games and et cetera, et cetera. It's cool. You're right. I hope this is the first remnant signs of like them looking back.
The entryway.
I don't want to say that was their glory days because I don't want to downplay games that they've made since then. You know, Titanfall came after that. Apex came after that. Jedi Fallen Order came after that. So they've definitely made great games since then. But that was a time to be alive, man. Like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Literally.
Yeah, I think that was around the time that I might have. I know that. Maybe not, but that was around the time like the backyard sports game, like backyard baseball. Yo, backyard baseball is my shit. Homie Pablo Sanchez.
Baseball, ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Yes. I used to play those games. I played all of them. Baseball, football. I played all, but those were the humongous games. They weren't, like, they made like the putt-putts and what that other kitty game. But yeah, I mean, even that game, like I wish would have some sort of like, not revamp, but like remaster, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to give us a whole new game of something that we've experienced, but we would love to play these on our next gen consoles. That's all we're saying. Oh, you know, we're not saying you have to redo it and continuously do it. Cause like, to your point, I had no idea that The Sims was under EA until I got older. I was like, the people who made my sports games also made like one of the most, if not the most iconic simulation game. If anything, Animal Crossing is because Sims, you know? So I just think it's like, wow, I had no idea the range that they can do. And I think that they've proven they have a range of things they can do. But I say give us a little bit of a trip down memory lane and have these kids experience it too. Like, I know they won't care, essentially. But
that have not experienced NBA Streets Volume 2. What? Oh my God. And basketball is bigger now than it's ever been. Like, oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
Yep.
NBA Streets with Volume 3.
Every Steph week I'm Curry, hearing about Kyrie Irving.
LeBron, KD on the cover.
And what he doing.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Come on. Money.
Come on. Y'all are missing out. 2K don't got to be the only basketball game.
Sports games.
2K don't got to be the only basketball game.
Commentary about this. I feel like the games have gotten too serious. Some of them specifically, like a lot of commentary around like the wrestling games, like 2K's like WWE games, is that they're too realistic leaning now. And the kind of magic that made the old N64 wrestling games so good was that they were arcadey. You know what I mean? Like they were steps into us getting more realistic and stuff like that. But they were still very fake in how you wrestled and the extreme, the expressiveness of some stuff. And they've already come out and said that the next WWE is going to be more leaning toward the feel of those games. And it's because that's what we loved about those games. Not everybody wants this.
Cause it's like
polished detail, like super honed in perfect game. Like some, and I think again, going back to Forza, I think that's what made Forza so fun.
Right.
Is that, you can treat Forza Horizon like a straight up simulation. Wheel, pedals, the clutch, all that. You can, the level that you can edit, like the driving,
do that if you choose.
The different driving mechanics is insane. So the game's got that level. But then it's also like a race wherever you want, jump across hills and hopefully hit this sign, like play with your friends, drive around. Like I think people are missing that from games. And I think, you know, as graphics have gotten better and, you know, mechanics have gotten better, some games have just gotten a little too serious, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think in respect to 2K, because my dad plays that a lot, and I've seen it, and I'm just like, no offense, but I don't... Like, if I'm playing a game, I want to play as, like, the player. Okay. I don't want to be in the game. I'm not a basketball player. It's clearly... Yeah, but I get, like, there's people who love, like, oh my god, it looks just like me, and I could live out my dream of being a basketball player inside this video game. And it's like, yeah, and then you have to go through the league, and if you lose, it's just like, why is it so serious? Like, why can't you just have fun? You know, but arguably people can say the same about us JRPG or RPG gamers. Like,
I just think there's
so dark and so serious, you know? But I do think that there should always be, and there should always be, like, that option of, like, I want to just play to have a good time, not necessarily so serious. Yeah. And there should for the people who really do take it seriously.
We've gotten so close to it that we forgot that, like, the arcade aspect, especially of these sports games. Like, that's what made NBA Jam so fun. There was nothing real about that game. Nothing real about that game.
Yes.
It was just fun and arcadey. There was nothing real about NFL Blitz, NBA NBA Streets. There was nothing real about any of that stuff. Def Jam, nothing about it. But they took something that was real. And again, even making it arcadey makes it more accessible in my eyes. Like, you can't just play 2K against anybody.
Yeah.
Like, somebody who's nice at 2K is going to wash you. But I feel like in an arcade game, an arcade style game, you got a chance. There's a chance there for you, you know, because there's leeway. Yeah. You know, there's a little wiggle room in what can be done. You don't got to be so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's probably why you don't enjoy 2K, because you're like, fuck. Yeah. Like,
I agree.
Try so hard just to get a shot off, you know?
I used to play... Yeah. I used to play when I was a kid, and I thought it, like, but that's because I was like
everybody
a big,
was.
For some
was.
Reason, you I was the hugest Allen Iverson fan when I was a child.
Colored,
don't ask me why. Had his, I had the, and
did you have the half
I had his
jersey?
Sneakers. I wouldn't let those sneakers go. I don't know. I don't remember. Probably. I was such a huge fan, and I don't even know why, because, like, I don't like basketball like that. But, yeah, I remember having fun with the game, and then it got kind of serious, and I was just like, well, this is not fun anymore, so I don't really want to play it. But equally, I think it's always just good, like you're saying, to have that variation. So to have, like, a Fright Night be put in the middle of that, or any of the classic games that we play, would be great, because when you think about it, with our shooter games, we have Apex, which could teeters on the level of seriousness, and then there's Call of Duty, which is really serious, and then you have Fortnite, which is just
that's right. I was about to say
Fortnite.
It wasn't the jersey, it was the
the matching jersey dress.
That's what it was the jersey dress.
I did have the jersey dress. Yeah. I did. Embarrassing.
Listen, the kids
embarrassing
were growing
to grow up in the
mid 2000s. Actually, that's how I know.
They
that's how I know we're old. Kids are now
they
wishing
they
lived in our generation. That's how you know you're
I
old.
Know.
That shit is like.
Can I tell you the most disgusting thing that's happened? Like, and I realize I'm old. I was on TikTok and they were like, "What high school was like the year of 2010? The year I graduated of high school." And I was like, "Are you guys shitting? Like, sorry to curse, but you guys kidding me? Like, please." Yeah. Don't remind me.
Nah,
embarrassing.
That was high fashion in the mid 2000s.
Embarrassing.
High fashion.
Y2K. It was high fashion.
All I gotta say about the
inner city kids.
When I was graduating my last year of high school, I went to PacSun and bought a teal pair of jeans, pair of skinny jeans. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say about. Fashion in the two. You're a jerk.
We were in our jerking phase. You're a jerk.
Stop. Yeah. Oh, and you know, I got them because
oh my
I had
god,
just
so 2008,
the retro Aqua 8s that had come out, and I was like, can't rock these till my
fit is tight
as it can be, as great as it can be. And I was looking for my fit for days. For that fucking outfit. My goodness.
I feel bad for my parents because, like, a lot of trends are coming back. Like, everybody's into, like, it's called Gorp Core, but it's basically like your Patagonias, your North Face. And the stress I had my parents under just to get me the latest North Face every fucking school year. The like, one that had like the like strap around your waist. Them backpacks cost like 80. Yep, 80 to 80 and up. I had my parents stressed over book bags. That Steep Tech. Yo, Steep Tech is literally coming back. And I'm like, keep it. Yeah. I don't need to see it. Keep it. It's too expensive.
Yeah, we
please.
Old. We old.
Not as reminiscent, dang, you on this. Yeah. Yeah. North Face had us in a chokehold, like, for sure, you know, did.
Yo, North Face had the hood in the headlock. Prada's had the hood in the headlock. What else had the hood in the headlock? Yo,
please. Had the hood. I used to clown people with them Pradas. We can't say Jordans.
Yeah.
We can't say Jordans because Jordans from day one had,
you know who had
the world in the headlock, so it was different. It was different.
This, but you know who had the New York City club game on lock in the 2000s? Diesel. Diesel Shoes had the club entry game for men on lockdown. So,
like,
I'm in high school. I'm in high school. My brother's in his early 20s. Lot 29. Stop. They had me. I loved Looney Tunes.
Bro, stop.
Yo. I'm gonna say something right now. The first item I've ever bought with my hard earned money. I got my first ShopRite paycheck, and I was like, "What am I gonna buy with this?" I went to Burlington Coat Factory. And I got me a Lot 29 shirt that had a huge Bugs Bunny right here on the side. Yo, son. Yo.
We were so embarrassing. Yes. Like, about the diesel, goodness.
So, like, you know, it's not modern day. You know, you can get into a decent establishment now with some sneakers, with some decent sneakers nowadays. Not back in the 2000s. They were.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. You couldn't wear nothing.
You could wear a hat. You could wear jeans sometimes.
You could wear nothing but diesels. I remember chilling in my brother's room his cousin, and some of his friends would be getting ready to leave, pre-gaming and yada yada. They'd be like, "Yo, you got your diesel?" Like, "Yeah, I got my diesels in the car." Yo, my brother had those diesels in all black.
So in all khaki.
He had them in all black, but parts of the black were suede.
Stop.
And the other parts were leather. Yo, son. I remember one day you were like, "Yo, you forgot your diesels? I got a pair right here." Yo, diesels.
The diesels ended up being what Armani exchanges. Like, it ended up being that.
Well, Armani got it, like, now. Armani, but what grip just hold? Exchange.
Like, why?
No, Armani
what choke
exchange.
Hold?
Just exchange had the game on lock before, too. Like, "Oh, no, you need a nice just outfit exchange. To go out tonight? Go get you a pair of diesels and go to Express." Yo.
Yes.
High fashion.
Yo, bro.
High fashion.
Oh, God. Horror stories.
Now just give me a pair of sweats.
Yeah, you Gen Zers, you wish you knew, but it's so bad. Please.
Hoodies all day.
Yeah. Yes, please. Hoodies all day.
Oh,
goodness,
man.
Gracious. Oh, man.
Good times.
Oh,
good times.
Gosh, that was traumatic.
You know what?
And that's all because of Fight Night coming back. You know?
Like, I was graduating, and that was the year the first iPhone came out. Thank goodness, because could you imagine if we had MySpace. High quality photos? Like, I feel bad for kids who are growing up right now who have to, you know, grow up, be 35, and actually look at themselves caught in 4K wearing some wild shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. Like, if my parents take a picture of me in it,
but yo,
it's gone.
Speaking of the good old days,
don't own it.
Pokemon, Diamond and
Pearl.
Yes. That's the good old days. That's what, 2010, something like that? That's the good old days.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming back out again.
Maybe.
Yeah, Brilliant Diamond. It's Brilliant
Diamond.
Yeah,
with Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. But unfortunately, unfortunately, it was leaked in its entirety prior to its release this week. You can go, if you're eager, to look on YouTube. There are people who were uploading the entire content of the game, which really sucks. It is a remaster slash remake, so I'm sure like we won't really feel super affected by it. If you play the game, I know Mondo wasn't lucky enough to play the game back then. But I think really the talk around it, I don't really want to showcase or talk about what was leaked, is really like, how do you feel about these types of leaks, even if it is a game that a lot of us are accustomed to?
Kind of like, what's leaking outside of how the game looks? Which we've already seen. So, like, even that isn't even a leak. I guess that I read some of the leaks, and part of it was like a new area that they've added. And I know, like, part of remaking these games like this is adding in things that they've learned over the years that made, you know, future iterations better and kind of tying that back into these games. So, I know there's a little bit of that. I didn't read too much into it because I didn't want to. I want to experience that game for what it is because I never played it. But yeah, I mean, it sucks, to be honest with you. I don't know. There's a whole business around this leak stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I was just watching a YouTube video on Spider-Man leaks. You don't want to talk to me. You don't want to talk to me.
Can't
wait for that.
No, I don't.
But
we were going to mention today, but now we're not.
There's a whole market for this stuff. And like, people make a living off of these things, so to speak. It's something that's never going to stop. It would be cool if there were better methods for companies to like circumvent this stuff, but there really isn't. It's tough because we live in a social media age, and so like if something leaked back in 2010, you probably wouldn't hear about it. You know, like you'd have to actually go digging to find it. And now something leaks, and
I wouldn't have known.
Be minding your fucking business on Twitter or Instagram, and have your whole. Have the whole Spider-Man movie ruined for you, you know? Have the whole Pokemon game for Last of Us Part 2. I remember you told me that. I was like, damn.
Or the Last of Us Part 2.
You know, so like, you know, shit, that's the disappointing part about leaks. Is that like, you could just trip over a leak and be like, oh, what the fuck was that? And look and be like, oh, goddamn. You know? What about you? I mean, you just brought up Last of Us 2, so you've already been on that side of a major leak.
I mean, I think in retrospect, even though, like, I only was really ruined one part of, like, the beginning of the game, I didn't know the context to it. I think on that end, like, it's okay, I guess, if you want to be spoiled. But I really think of it from a standpoint of, like, what you do in marketing and, like, Rihanna, like, she's explained, you know, like, because I admire her so much and she's just been frank with us, like, truly and honest about, like, her experience sometimes. And I think on the end of, like, those people who have a way of, like, they want to release the game, they want to get their money's worth for the company, and then people get paid for that because it's, like, their creative. Basically, they're using their creative mind to give it to us in a way that they think will be pleasing and like will enjoy like the reveals and stuff. So on that end, I feel as if it sucks because there are people who really work hard on these things. And I don't think it's even down to the people who made the game, the devs and stuff and people who designed the game. I don't think it's fair to them either. Obviously it is just a game we already have. So like you said, what more could be spoiled for us if we already played it? But in correlation to Spider-Man, for example, there's
crazy.
Although Sony's been having a lot of really bad leaks within the past couple of years, including The Last of Us. I just think there's just people who worked on this, and I don't think it's fair to them. But at least it wasn't Tom Holland.
Was that
just
something new?
At least it wasn't Tom.
Those Tom Holland properties that are like leaking. This, like, yo, like, what the hell? It's crazy.
Because it's Tom.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It sucks. And to your point, like, it sucks that people put in all that work just to have it all be thrown out the window and spoiled. It's like, you know, like, again, like Rihanna's
spoiled talking about for everyone.
Sometimes they have really big reveals planned for that stuff. And, you know, when something's leaked, it's like, fuck, do we still do this now? All those weeks, months of work prepping for that day, you know, like one day. Like, I can't even go into how much work goes into one day of, like, getting some marketing shit done. Like, one day of, you know, having a booth at a conference. One day of hosting a client event. Like, anything. That stuff takes so much preparation. It is insane. So much conversation back and forth. After the conversation, so much work getting done to, you know, make that stuff come to life. More conversations. More work. all this planning, just for it to all be thrown out of the window. It does.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Because the stuff that you do for VGA too, you know, and it's not like we have any of our team members are spoiling anything, but I could only imagine, like, if we had a bigger team than we already do, the anxiety or like the worry that, like, I really hope someone keeps this like quiet basically and like doesn't feel vengeful in any sort of way or like someone hacks our system and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I just think, guys, stop leaking stuff. It's not fun for those of us that want to be genuinely surprised, especially for something like Spider-Man, because the MCU is pretty big.
I was gonna say, do you have a
are you
against all leaks? Like cool, like this is like an actual content leak, you know, like people actually showed the game or whatever, but there was like a GeForce leak last week.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, and it, of course it was rumors because none of it is confirmed anyways, but it had like dates of games coming out and stuff like that. Are mm-hmm. you impartial to those, or are you, you're like, nah, I'm even against those? Because that, I mean, technically is also, those people are planning to announce those somewhere.
Yeah. Leaks. Yeah. I feel like it's a double-edged sword, because I feel like I've been on that end of like wanting to know when something's coming out, but only when I'm super like a diehard about it. So like I can only put it into context with like or reference with Kingdom Hearts. So I feel like I didn't go searching myself, but I would definitely feed into leaks and stuff. But I think it's definitely changed my perspective, mm-hmm. making friends and like having mutuals within the gaming industry, because yeah. I never realized as a consumer how much work goes into it. And I never gave thought to other people at the end of the day that literally are working on this and how it would affect them,
mm-hmm.
and me spreading information or like, you know what I mean? So I just like, I think, again, it's a double-edged sword. I think I'll fall into it if I want to be spoiled, but like at the same time, yeah. what I do with that is at my discretion. So like, if I continue, like you said, you're like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you spoilers about Spider-Man, mm-hmm. because it's not beneficial to the larger mass of people who listen to us and watch us. You know, mm-hmm. if that's what you want to do, like if it's for yourself, I get it. Yeah. It's fine.
No, I agree.
But I don't think scale, it's fair.
Information should die with you. And that's
how do you feel about it?
Like I watched that YouTube video and I was like, taking that to the grave. Or at least taking that to December 17th with me.
Yeah.
Listen, we talked about that. December 17th. We were just together not too long ago.
Are we all seeing that together, by the way?
Just Thursday night, together. Let me know.
Let me know.
Right. I'm dead serious. Jess.
Let me know.
You here?
Let me know.
Brandon, you somewhere?
Friends. Let us know.
You're on your way to Italy, but you should be listening to this on podcast.
In the abyss.
So you know. All right.
Living his goddamn best life.
Finish our website.
Yes. But more MCU talk. You have to tell us. Is Eternals yay or is it mid? You have to let us know.
Oh, man.
Spoiler free, of course.
I say yay. Not yet. Not nay. I say yay.
Okay.
But yeah. If you didn't know, Eternals released last week. And it's the latest movie in the MCU. And it dives into the story of the Eternals, who are, I don't even want to say they're sentient beings. The Celestials above them are like sentient beings. But they are being sent to the Earth to help us progress. And so I think that's kind of like obvious from the trailer and stuff. And again, not to go into spoilers, so I'm not even going to talk about it in detail. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was bad. The only thing I didn't like about the movie was the pacing. I thought the pacing was not horrible, but just like, there was just certain points I was sitting there like, all right,
mm-hmm.
we move on, or all right, do we have to jump here? and I think I told you this after I watched it, because you're telling me your sister had watched it. Or like your sister had just finished watching it that night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of story to tell in just a movie.
Yeah.
And I think for what they tried to do in just a movie's amount of time, it was pretty good. I left there fulfilled. Like as far as it just being a movie, like, I know it's not just a movie. It's another part of the MCU. And so, like, it has bigger implications, and et cetera, et cetera. I think if we're just looking at it for the story it is in the movie and, you know, conflict and resolution and the character development through the movie, I could see how some people would say, oh, this is a 6 out of 10 at best, you know? But I think when you consider it is part of the MCU and it's just a stepping stone to take us into the next thing. And I think with the things it sets up in the movie, I think it's more of like an 8, even a 9, as far as like what it sets up for the future. Yeah. And how much we're going to hear about the Eternals and future properties and stuff like that.
The Eternals.
I think it's like an 8 in that regard. So I'll land somewhere in the middle, like a 7. I think that's what I gave it. I think I gave it a 7 out of 10. Yeah. That's where I sit with it.
I think you did. I think
you could wait until Disney Plus. Okay, good. That's how I feel about it. You could wait until Disney Plus. That's how I feel about it.
I am. Yeah, I think I will. Personally, just because after knowing Angelina Jolie's presence isn't as immaculate as I probably would want it to be. I I'm one of those people that's like, well, this person's in it, so I'm expecting to watch this person. So I think it's cool that it wasn't really focused on her specifically because she is, I hate for it to be a Will Smith and Suicide Squad, you know, situation versus it like, it's Angelina Jolie in this movie as a character and you didn't expect her to be in this movie. Same with Zendaya being in Spider-Man, like she's in the movie, but like she's not the main purpose of the movie. So I like that aspect, but it is something that I originally had planned to watch on Disney Plus because
if I'm not mistaken. And Disney thinks they slick.
Yeah,
they
it like, does tonight.
Oh,
tonight,
we're not putting this tonight, movie on Disney tonight. Plus before Returnals. You're gonna have to wait until after Eternals to watch this on Disney Plus and a smooth week after. I know there was a lot of critique. Yeah, people saying, again, wish it was longer. Wish they had more time to really flesh out the story. So a lot of people feel like would have been nice if everybody got, you know, their fair amount of time to dive into their story. But I think, because, Marvel does such a great job, like, I watched a YouTube breakdown of the thing, and I do this with all Marvel stuff because Marvel does such a great job with like Easter eggs and
because like, it's a lot
how they name people and places and things matter in like grand scale. And so like I came out of there feeling good after watching that breakdown of like certain Easter eggs and like what certain things meant. And I'm like, yo, if you really understand the MCU, this like is, again, as far as like a setup, the next things to come and stuff like that, they did that movie justice, in my opinion. Would it have been better as a show? Yeah, but I think you could argue that any movie could be better as a show if what you're talking about is it needs more time to flesh
out. Would be better
out
as a show. Yeah,
duh.
Yeah.
So I don't think that that's like a fair assessment and like to judge the movie. I don't know. I liked it. I think they did a great job setting up future stuff. And I think if you really dive into the movie, I want to watch it again. Yeah. Wait until Disney Plus though. But, I'm sure if you watch it again and like you get that chance to pay attention to the more minute details, the smaller details and things. And then especially knowing, you know, how the movie goes, I think you can really pick apart the movie for what it was truly trying to portray and tell and stuff like that. So, I don't know. You know, and again, this is one of the struggles of, you know, this is one of those movies
we're excited for the MCU.
Probably came out later than it probably should have. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like one of those origin stories is just like, oh, wow, we're doing an origin right now. To dive back into deeper stuff. I'm not totally against that, but I guess
I don't know, because Shang-Chi is Yeah, Shang-Chi is also an origin story, though. So it's like, I mean, obviously, beautiful, you know, even though it's an origin story, it flowed really well. But I feel like they have to do this in order to ensure, like, if people just show up in an Avengers movie, we're all going to be like, who the fuck is this? Yeah, so I'm not upset about it on that front. I mean, I didn't watch it, but, like, in general, like, I'm not really upset about it on that end. I think the only thing that I felt was, like, why do we have this is like the Black Widow movie, which I get, or a Hawkeye show, like, which I also get, but, you know, it's, if it's gonna end with certain characters, let it end and let the new characters shine. That's how I see it. But yeah, I know they gotta get their money's worth. So
I think if you're really into the MCU, you should go watch it, and you'll want to go watch it before Spider-Man comes out.
Like, you'll enjoy it.
If you really want the story, because
Okay. Nah,
I'm not gonna say that. Never mind. I don't want to say because it may give away sentiment. I'm thinking about where it falls in line with the MCU.
May spoil, stuff like that, like, yeah,
chronologically.
And you might probably you just to. Say I don't you think should probably from see it before the movie
that it's abundantly clear where it falls and stuff. But I think we're gonna, you know, start to see that, like, Spider-Man with Doctor Strange and stuff like that. We're eventually going to find out where this movie falls.
And
or if not by then, when Disney puts it on Disney Plus, and then you go to the section where they have the movies chronologically, or like the properties chronologically, you'll find out where it falls. But,
yeah,
that's all I have to say on that.
Yeah. Cool. So we'll hop in to the last segment of every episode, which is Hot Takes of the Week. Here are a few games you can pick up this week. For Forza Horizon 5, obviously on PC and Xbox. Blue Reflection Second Light is on PC, PS4, and Switch. Disney Classic Games Collection is on all consoles, including PC. GTA The Definitive Edition, y'all already know where to find that. All consoles, including PC. There's a new Game & Watch, this for The Legend of Zelda that released, I think, today or yesterday. I forget which day it was. Shin Megami Tensei 5 is going to be available on the Switch as of tomorrow or Friday, whenever you listen to this. Shang-Chi, obviously, will be available to stream on Friday as well on Disney Plus, as Mondo said, Disney along Plus with day. Other content for Disney Plus Day.
We talked about them. Never mind.
In some anime news, the 12th. In some anime news, the One Piece live action cast has been announced. It looks very, very cool. I love who they casted. Looks like it's going to be a fun time, and it may be my first entry into One Piece. Yu Yu Hakusho also will be having a live action show that was announced for December 2023. Really excited for this as a Hunter x Hunter fan, because it means I get to see Hunter x Hunter possibly in live action. And to add on to the Netflix news, Squid Game season 2 has been confirmed by the creator. So that's also exciting. Yeah. In some more gaming news, Fortnite and / anime, Naruto Shippuden is coming next week, Tuesday on November 16th. Get ready for that.
Seems like,
No. Okay. Reveal, yeah.
Okay.
And they usually do announcements on like reveals on Tuesdays too. In addition to Tuesday, Far Cry 6 Foss Insanity DLC will be available worldwide, which is very exciting. It's when you get to play as the villain, basically, from Far Cry 3. And they're releasing it, I guess, like at different times. So, you know, it brings you back to Far Cry 6. Really excited to start that. On Monday, though, Xbox will be having their 20th anniversary stream, and you guys could catch us over on the VGA Twitch channel
to
hang out with us. Okay. Over here. Well, for people listening, And Spider-Man is obviously coming to Marvel's Avengers on November 30th. I felt like that reveal was very much wow.
There's too many Spider-Mans for me right now.
Yeah, it was just like
Tom Holland's Spider-Man. The guy who plays the Spider-Man in the Spider-Man games is Spider-Man. This guy kind of sounds a little bit like, you know, like the
Spider-Man.
But he doesn't. I know it's a different voice actor. Yeah, and so it's just a little weird.
It's a different Spider-Man.
But this is the multiverse.
Different. Yeah. And to add to the Spider-Man news, there was also a basically the Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse, they released a new GIF yesterday on their Twitter to let us know, hey, nice. We'll be here next year for the second movie. Have a friend who worked on that movie, also, we'll get it to chat with him later next year when that happens. And then last
they did release the first poster for the movie this week. Yeah, which showed off Doc Ock and
actually got to see No Way Home, right?
Looks amazing. Electricity in the background.
Goblin.
We assume is Sandman and Electro, but
which we already know. Yeah, and then last but certainly not least, Twitch is officially on Nintendo Switch. So for those of you who utilize your Switch for watching purposes, I guess you can enjoy that.
Who does that?
And that's all for hot takes.
Awesome
this week.
G-shit. I know some people do that. My nephew watches YouTube on his Switch. That's also because he's got nothing else to watch it on, you know?
But he's a kid. He's a child.
Welcome to the 21st century, Nintendo. How nice of you to join us.
Right. Yeah, that's it for today's hot takes.
Yes.
Yeah, any lingering thoughts or last minute thoughts?
She's so adorable.
Slumped.
The producer. You know what it is?
She's like,
the show's been doing great without me. You know, I just sit back. If you need me, just meow. If you need me, just meow.
Yeah.
I'll be here. But audio listeners, if you care.
Yeah.
It just showed off better than in the stream, you know. So if you want to go check her out, but yeah, that's my only thought. That's it.
Cool. I don't think
What you gonna be playing over the weekend?
Anything?
Oh well, your mom's gonna be in town, so you're probably not gonna be playing anything. Yeah. Do you have plans? Are you taking
nothing.
Her somewhere?
Nothing. My mom is here.
Taking her to see. Has she been to LA before?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, years ago before she even had me. So, and I'm her oldest child. So, yeah, no, she hasn't been here in a few years. I don't think she's coming with her best friend and they're staying with us. And I don't think her best friend's even been here either. So, we're going to take them out for their birthdays
because
her friend's birthday is next week.
Is your dad pulling up? Your dad is like, yo, it's my birthday.
Scorpius. Yes, I know. He did say that, but no. We're going to take him out separately for his birthday, but we're going to take them out to some Korean barbecue because they've never had it before. And I guess just sightseeing, you know, do like generic things, but take them to Griffith Observatory.
And I still haven't gone. That's how upset I am about that. Trav.
So that'll be it. I haven't gone either.
Yeah, but
I've lived here for like over a year. Haven't gone to Griffith. Everybody else.
Let me go to the Griffith Observatory has not been at the top of your mind over like the last like year and a half.
It's like a vacation. You know,
were they even letting people up there and stuff like that?
No.
But now you have the opportunity. Oh, you can hike up there. Okay, all right. But you can also go in the
building. You could hike
and stuff, right? I was gonna say. Yeah. I know you could go in it. I know you could go in and Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, what do I need that for when I could just play GTA 5, you know?
Gotta
hang out there.
You wanted to do that when we went in July. It was just so much stuff to do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but we're pretty much like, you know, just whatever they want to do. If they want to do generic stuff like go to Santa Monica, we'll go there.
Yeah,
you know?
I was gonna say,
we're staying away from Hollywood. That's sunset. For sure.
That's one thing about the West Coast. That sunset is different. Different.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's beautiful.
The sun is about to set right now.
So beautiful.
Oh, the sun.
Yeah, the sun is about to set right now. It's like
it might as well be
4 o'clock. Right. Gosh. Yeah, that'll be our weekend. But going into next week, I will be playing Far Cry 6, and then I will jump into Pokemon. Maybe Death Store, not really sure. Oh God, but
it was the 20 something.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The 19th is next week.
Not sure. Not sure. Everything.
What are you gonna do? What are you playing this weekend?
I'm gonna keep playing Forza because I definitely wanna write that review like for next week. So I wanna have like, cause I don't know, like I've been thinking about it. I'm like, do I gotta beat this game? Can you even beat this game? Like, you know, like that's it. So I'm not gonna beat it because I just,
you don't have to.
Even if I did beat it, it's just more racing. You know, like at 20 hours and at 40 hours, it's just more racing. Yeah. You know, it's not like I have to see like a narrative through. So right. I want to race more. I want to drive more cars. I want to see all the edges of the maps of the map and stuff like that. So I'm gonna do that. Definitely gonna play Guardians. I'm actually gonna get off and cook after this. I was supposed to stream for Ivan. I want to say I was supposed to.
Nice.
In my mind, I already streamed for Ivan before I did this podcast episode, but I still want
to
stream.
Yeah, you were going to
later on. So yeah. I might get back on and play some Guardians. But yeah, it's just that Guardians. Oh, San Andreas.
Nice.
What else am I playing right now? I gotta minimize this window.
Enjoy, guys. Yeah, I chose my game of the month, and it's Pokemon. I am very strict with myself. Too.
And like that's been, you know, this is my issue. This is my issue, and this is why.
This is the issue with Mondo. Right. He wonders why he has a backlog. Right. So
you can't blame me for Horizon, Guardians, and San Andreas.
He never finishes.
These all came out. Well, Guardians came out weeks ago, but I just got it from Cap. So that's just the happenstance of like we haven't gotten these three games at like the same exact time. No,
it was like a week ago. It's fine. I just think Bloodborne being added to the mix was. I tried to tell you not to do it. I was like, maybe when you have time.
What I want to finish by the end of the year, and I think that's my only goal is by the end of the year I want to finish these. I want to finish Psychonauts 2.
Right.
I want to finish Guardians. Want to finish Ocarina of Time. Let's see, you talk about another one that I'm just in the middle of fucking playing.
Christ.
Pokemon. Definitely want to. Nah, I gotta see Pokemon through. No, not Arceus. Just no.
Yeah,
no, by the end of the year. So I'm talking about Diamond.
Arceus?
Yeah.
Arceus? Diamond. Yeah. What are you getting? I'm getting Diamond. Somebody get
Pearl.
She
wants the one that has Palkia. Yeah, so I'm getting Diamond. You know, my neighbor's getting Palkia.
She's getting Pearl.
Oh, Ivan's gonna get.
Yeah, and I'm trying to convince Ivan to get. What do you think? We should convince Ivan to get Pearl too.
My guy bought Sword and Shield. Let me tell you who Ivan is. Ivan bought Sword and Shield.
Yeah, I'm not Ivan.
Beat Shield, started playing Sword in Spanish. That's Ivan for you. That's Ivan. Ivan's getting both of them. Yeah, look, Andrew's like, I'm sure of it.
He talks about me. He's always like, you're going to be doing this, this, and this.
He loves Pokemon. Yeah. He loves Pokemon.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's crazy.
It's how you get all the Pokemon. And so like, just, I feel him as so somebody great. Who I has love it. All the Pokemon. If I'm not mistaken, in his Pokemon home, he has every single Pokemon. So you're talking about a guy who has his War Turtle from Pokemon Blue. Like, my guy is good to go. He's got not one, not two, but three Nintendo Switches. You know, like, that's my guy. Shout out to Ivan. Yeah, Oh, he's definitely going to get a fourth.
And he was about to get a fourth, apparently. Yo, I know people talk about me with Miss Ariana, but
he was
like,
ready to get another
if she
Switch.
Came out with a Nintendo Switch, so I would be like, girl, good on you. Yo, that's crazy. Ivan is built different. Like, I couldn't. Like, am I in the mood to play Pokemon? Of course I am.
That's Ivan, yo. That's
but not
Ivan.
Every day or all the time. Starting, it's just this time of year.
Because we'll still be on vacation, but starting the next week.
I love Ivan.
You know you can expect those Pokemon streams on Tuesday, you know? Yeah, I miss them too. I miss them too, Ivan.
Finally, I missed them. Oh my goodness.
No, I mean, last thoughts for Ivan. Those, but
wait, should we have an episode?
I'll be playing
oh my goodness.
Those 17 games over the next week. Because I also...
Yeah, he'll be playing 17. Alyssa will still be playing Animal Crossing to alleviate the anxiety she has.
Because it's on Game Pass, and it's just a game, you're unpacking things and like placing them around the room. And I was like, oh wow, this is very calming.
I heard something about it.
I was like, let me start it. It's on Game Pass, cost me no money. I started that. It is a problem. It's creating, it's making
Game
my back
is a problem. It's starting to be a problem for Mondo. Every time Mondo's like, no, yeah, I'm gonna write this review.
No, Alyssa.
And then he's like, no, but these new games came out. So like, I'll figure that out later.
And I'm a cat. And then I don't know what I'm doing after that, but
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Getting this Forza review out there. Guardians, God fucking Christ.
Guardians, you said. My best advice is to play a good portion of each game that you want to write a review of so that you can have some sort of thought process and concise thought process. Sometimes you really don't have to finish a game. I didn't finish Far Cry to write an early impressions review, but I do plan on finishing the first DLC to write a full review on it. I also do Burnout a lot. I will sit and play a game for hours on end just to finish it so I can write a review.
I'm so glad I went back and actually like sat down and played that. Because the ending was that last act, like if we're splitting it up into acts, the third act was so good. So good. That last boss was no joke.
Yeah.
What I thought was the last boss was no joke. And then what ended up actually being the last boss was no joke.
He almost beat my ass.
Yeah, he beat my ass a few times. And then I realized I wasn't using
it. He beat my ass a couple times. I said,
like,
damn.
Oh. I was like, oh, okay, my bad. Yeah. And that made it a little easier. But
my bad.
That's about it.
Yeah.
You want me to
Alright, cool.
See, now this is the time we gotta change too. If you do the intro, you gotta do the outro too.
So that was episode... the outro, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that was episode 51 of The Save Point. Like we said, go listen to episode 50 if you haven't yet. It was very fun to sit down and like chat with our viewers and our friends and let them ask us questions.
Yeah.
What else do you say?
That's Alyssa.
Oh, yeah. So I'm Alyssa, one of your hosts. And obviously, we have the lovely, amazing Mondo, aka Chancleta Mangu. If you're listening to us on podcast services around the world, we want to thank you. If you're here today with us live, we also want to thank you for sitting with us and having fun. Okay. And I can't think of anything else to say. Again, shout out to Elgato for the stuff. Shout out to Gabe. And don't forget to donate to... Oh my God, my brain just went blank. Okay. New York... Yeah, Common Pantry. Command Charity in the chat. Yeah. And I'm sure the link is in the description for you guys that are listening to on podcast services.
And stuff. And...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That too. And make sure you follow us on social media so you know when we go live or if you want to see Ivan do the Pokemon thing because it's going to be a great time. Or if you want to see Mondo stress under pressure Apex.
I love Adonis. And if anybody didn't know, like if they couldn't tell from that stream, we're all brothers. Like Chris is my brother and Adonis is, he's not technically our brother, but our older brother is our half brother. This is brother from his father's side. That's our brother. You know, that's family. So I don't know if you could tell, but those are my brothers. That's why I get so easily frustrated with them because, like I have a different relationship with them. But yo, what is good?
Yeah.
Man, never again, yo. Black VA, I'm sorry you get here at the end, but this podcast is going to be live on services by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, sorry.
So, hopefully you can catch it then. I'll just say this part. I hope wherever you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to this, I hope you have a great day, afternoon, evening, weekend, all that jazz. And on that note. One. You ready now?
One.